Over the hills and far away, at the break of dawn, there's a place you can always stay, recline organic on.
Welcome to Blind Hog and Acorn. I'm Mary Jane, the acorn.
And I'm the blind hog.
And it's Saturday morning. It's not even lunchtime.
Well, I know. We have to piddly-deeing around on the roof.
I know. I've got my hands between my overalls and my t-shirt, and my t-shirt's wet.
I bet it is.
It is wet.
Mine's wet.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything.
But...
Well, even back though, on the roof
back
again.
On the roof, even though we replaced the crown, the ridge cap, that took care of major problems. However, we still had a couple leaky spots, and yeah. I think we're figuring slowly out how to get those. And it's just where wind drives water up underneath the sheet metal.
Yeah, and then I guess it gets on that insulation and then comes on.
Yeah, bit,
you know, because that insulation's right against the sheet metal.
Mm-hmm.
So if it gets up and under it,
yep.
Especially at that edge down there.
Yeah, and it's like, where's it gonna go? Where's it gonna go? But anyway, I think
I know where it's gonna go.
Well, we've fixed a couple spots, and you know, you found the right area when you take the screw out, and half the screw is rusted away. I mean, it looks like something was just, you know. And some of the screws, you know, they're what, inch and a halves?
1 5/8, I think.
Oh, they're 1 5/8.
That's a pretty standard, yeah.
They're not an inch and a half.
No, I don't think
so. They're 1 5/8.
They could be. I don't know. Well, those others we bought were twos now,
yeah.
You know. They're exactly twos.
Exactly two. But I took out some of the screws, and they were... a half inch. They were little stubbies.
Three quarters there, I guess. I saw a couple of short ones, but they weren't half inch. They were three quarters.
They were three
or quarters. 5/8.
5/8. That's what they were. That's what they were.
9/16.
I think they
three
were
technical.
I think they were 8/16.
That's a three quarter.
8/16?
That's a half. No, weren't that short.
But anyway, so fingers crossed for the next rain that's coming up here.
Well, it should cure out
in
before then.
A few days. And actually, speaking of rain, we had, 1.9 inches last week.
So it didn't get up to 2, huh?
No, but you know, all of a sudden, it's like the yard has come back to life.
Yeah, unfortunately, it has.
Well, I think after 10 weeks of not mowing the lawn...
Well, we'll see. I don't want to jump on something like that.
No, but...
You got to let all the moisture get out of it first. This morning when we went for a walk, it was wet out
and
there.
And didn't we go for a walk today?
Yeah, I tell you, you've been pushing me.
Well, you know...
I know, trying to get my poor old...
Canada is only 3 weeks away.
Is it that far? I thought it was closer than that. 3 weeks, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yep. It'll be hiking for us up around Jasper.
It's all flat, though, right?
Yes. See, it's going to be like we're going to be doing the Blue Ridge Parkway of the Canadian Rockies. And... the trip, you pull off the little side things, and then we can go and do short.
Oh, no, you just stand up here and take pictures.
No.
Take pictures.
You
then you get back
walks.
In the car and drive over to the next little lookout.
You know, if you're ready to start doing the scenic tour buses.
The tour bus
thing. Uh-huh, yeah, where they've got, you know, they'll put in the video, the comedy videos, and so everybody's got their own little TV screen to keep you all... entertained, all you blue heads.
All you all, huh?
You all.
Me and all the rest of
that's
young
right.
people on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't want to be stuck with
But anyway, we
want to be stuck with a bunch of old people.
We did 1.9 miles out, and then turned around and came back.
I call that two out and two back.
Four total. Just about.
Give or
take. Well, the way you measure things, yes, I bet it. I'm surprised it wasn't 5 miles.
And 4 miles and 5/8.
But it was a good walk this morning. I mean, it was in the 60s.
Yes, it was. It was cool.
Yeah,
It was almost too cool.
Sam enjoyed it though.
Sam always enjoys it. You can say a lot of things about Sam now. He will get a little hot sometime, but he just rambles on.
Yes, he does. Plunk, 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 plunk.
Yeah, he does all right. I think that probably wore him out a little bit.
He is almost six.
He needs a little exercise. Well, yeah. All us old people need exercise. 6'7", this means he's in his 40s now, right?
Oh, well. I guess
80s.
Well, the pastures are getting green. I took a little bit.
I looked out there yesterday when I went up to the
up where the cows block. Were. It's doing fairly good.
Is it doing better up there?
Yes. Good. Yeah. So right now I'm letting the goats go up into the North 40, and I'm living dangerously.
Yes, sir.
Because I have not walked the fence line up there. But the good thing about the goats is they're terrified. And they'll go and eat as long as they kind of know where they are. But it's not like they just go rambling anywhere. They just...
No, our goats are pretty.
And with
pretty
the
skittish.
With those fancy sheep bells we got on them.
Oh, well. That,
you can hear
that
them.
It warns all the mountain lions to leave them alone, right?
Yeah, here's dinner. Ting-a-ling. Ting-a-ling-a-ling. Dinner bells. You got 6 dinner bells out here. But they do come when I call.
Yeah, so. They're pretty good with you.
Yeah, so bringing them all in.
And they usually come in a little about this time
they,
anyway.
They go out, they gorge, and then they come back to the field by the house to have a lie down.
Yeah, they get some water and mineral.
Yeah, and have a chew.
Yeah.
And then they'll go back out, and then they'll come in, and then they might go make a third trip out.
And they've been stinking around in the rose field out there some,
mm-hmm.
too. You know?
Yeah.
And that's coming back a little bit, I guess. Yeah.
Now, speaking of the rose field, in the corner there where the bees are...
Yeah, you said we're going to have to move
them. I'm going to have to move them, but I can't do that this time of year unless we move them more than 2 or 3 miles away. Because if I move the hives even 20 feet, the older bees who know where they are, they don't even do sun checks when they leave the hive. They just shoot out. And then they come home and it's like, where's my house?
Ah, they're not using them at GO.
Younger bees do, but the older bees, they're set in their ways.
Oh, I can't believe that.
And you can't tell those old girls nothing because they have the knowing. And so if I move them in the winter, if we can, because we've got those ash trees.
That are dying like
hell. Yeah, and one branch fell right between the two hives.
That's what you were saying.
Ooh. And it was a branch that's about as big as your thigh.
Ah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's big, huh?
Yeah, and the scrawny little twig.
I started to say, that's not that big. If it's as big as your thigh, it'd be another thing.
Well, anyway, so this winter we'll have to move the hives to a new location.
Well.
And truly, I wouldn't
mind. I think I know the spot. We'll move them on down there between those walnut trees. They're on that hump up there at that high edge.
Yeah.
And we can isolate them off around that, I think, you know, to keep the goats away from them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it drops off from them into kind of a little ditchy there. We don't need that.
No.
But right above that, it's high enough that any kind of water would come in.
That's right.
Off.
And, you know, we just need a few T-posts and a couple cattle panels to fence it off.
Yeah, and just cover the hive and ease them into the front end loader.
Mm-hmm. We can lock them in. Yep.
Might even have to put a B suit on for that.
Always. Always.
Even at night. Even if we do that at just damn near dark. Just about when you have to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, if I was a clever tater, what I would do the next time I do my thorough hive inspection is I would lift the base of the frame up off the B stand and put blocks underneath it to raise it up. That way, when it's time to move,
you just have to slide it into the bucket, then, huh?
We'll be able to slide a strap all the way around it.
Ooh.
Yes. And then we can ratchet the top to the rest of the boxes, and then we can lift the whole thing over there. But, you know, it's kind of hard tipping a full hive to get that strap in there.
Especially if they get it built up, so.
Yeah. So, that's what I'll do. I'll just get me some blocks and take out there next time I go do a bee check.
All right.
Gosh.
Write that down.
Yeah. Fill up the truck.
Yeah, I know. Among other things.
No.
I just need a list before I go anywhere. Where am I going? What am I doing?
Glasses?
Yep.
Wallet?
I guess.
Phone?
Usually glasses. Every now and then, a couple of times I have eased up. Last time I took that last goat, I had to take her up on the hill. I think I went up there and realized I didn't have my glasses on. I'd taken them off. I guess as long as I'm negotiating pretty wide territory, I'm all right.
Yeah. And while we were up on the roof, we got a call from someone that we'd sold goats 2 years before.
Several years.
Yeah. And they're about sold out, and he had some young goats, and he didn't want to take them to the sale barn. So he said, these are goats from your girls.
Originally, huh?
And,
we'll go look at them this afternoon.
Yep, he's wanting to sell them to us for a very reasonable price. Don't need any bucklings. Don't need a buck. Nope, nope, nope.
Well, you can take them to sale barn.
Nah, I don't want them. I got enough.
Well, you said he's got, what, 2 bucks? Two or three? Two?
One or 2 bucks and 3 bucklings.
Huh. He's going to have to sell them bucklings. I mean, this guy may, you know, you said something about you knew somebody that might want.
Yeah, a guy was asking me for a Weinheimer buck.
Yeah, well.
And I'm trying to think if these, you know, I think we might have had the Weinheimer buck back then.
Mm.
Or did I sell them the Weinheimer buck?
Mm.
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Yep. I won't get into memory after a long time.
I guess I could look it up.
I'm sure.
I have the way.
You probably got it written down somewhere.
I do. But anyway, this means that if I bring these new goats home, that Flappy 1 and Flappy 2 are going to go. Because I don't need their mess. Those two goats have just been freeloaders.
Mm-hmm.
So.
When's the next sale over here?
The Friday after Frank and Brian leave.
Oh, it's going to be on a Friday?
I mean the Saturday.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That Saturday.
They come in on a Sunday and leave on Monday or Tuesday or something.
3 nights, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, leaving Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep on, they're going to stay for a week.
Yeah, so it'll be good. Have old Frank and Brian back up here. Yeehaw!
Well, you can be the hostess supreme.
That's right. That's right. Oh, speaking of goats, I see them. And they're all just in the shade, just little jaws working.
Well, that's what they ought to be doing, yeah.
Yeah.
Go up there and eat that forage.
They came up, got their drink, have them some mineral. Just standing there in the shade, enjoying the breeze.
It's kind of nice out there. It's not bad. It wasn't that bad up on the roof even, was it?
No. Got hot enough, though, when we were leaving.
It didn't take very long. After the sun came in, that last little bout that we moved over into the shade, that was a little better, I guess. But no. Well, we'll see. Hopefully that'll do the trick.
Yep. But let's see. Had we done the podcast when I went back up there in the attic the last time and put the foam to close off the soffits?
Did we do that before last week?
I don't remember. It all run, you know, all our days run in.
It's because we have so much fun.
It is. It is. It's just one never-ending party. Well, anyway, knock wood, I'm hoping our roofing business is done for a bit.
Yeah. Stay out of the attic.
Yeah.
Stay off the roof.
Yeah.
I even brought the ladder in. I'll put that other one up. And...
ladder's away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put that big 10-footer up.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out of the way.
Yep. But other than that, I think the farm's in fairly good shape.
Well, I'm when I went up to the tractor barn yesterday to feed the cat, the cat's up there. I went up on the ladder up there a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and kind of looked out,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it starting to come in. Now, it's really coming in around the tractor barn. It's mm-hmm. really greened up there.
Mm-hmm.
We could put the boys up there.
Oh, they would like that.
And but the others, spots seem mm-hmm. like they're coming in a little bit more. I don't, you know. I know it's coming up in the yard around here.
Yes.
At least the weeds are coming up. I don't know about any grass.
No. I'm going to have to go out there and look at tomatoes.
Yeah, you hadn't brought any more. You got a bunch on the porch. And you probably got to put some of those in the freezer.
The ones on the porch are now ripe, ripe.
Are they ready for the freezer?
They are.
Okay.
They're ready to eat or ready to be frozen.
Okay. Well, I sure would hate to have to eat one.
Dang, I bet.
A tomato? No, no. I guess we could do that along with our, or using our chopsticks.
With our Chinese leftovers.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to tell everybody that we've just about eaten out for our duration?
I'm done eating out. We tried the 3 restaurants in town, and that's going to do me for another 10 years.
Well, give or take a 10 or 12, I guess. We
supporting our local businesses.
Yeah, well,
but I'm just too picky.
No, thank you.
Be better off.
We don't even eat out that much when we go to Springfield.
I know. But no, my eating out's done. Yesterday, about put a fork in me. Oof.
Well, in a sense, we're eating out today too.
What, the leftovers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are good leftovers.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
Can't beat a deal.
No. The 2 entree Asian pick your dinner.
2 entrees, rice, and a...
egg roll.
Egg roll.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one, get one free.
Yep.
No, you can't beat that. That was.
And you, if you don't want the rice, you can have the lo mein noodles.
Oh, that's what you did, wasn't it?
That's what I did.
You were woofing down noodles. Yeah. And they actually serve a lot in those trays.
Well, yeah. And
you know, I'm, you know,
it's like I go for the what's got the most vegetables in it. And that one beef with the big chunks of zucchini.
Was it zucchini?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had another one over mm-hmm. there. Did they have another beef one that had...
peppers.
Was it peppers?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember if it was peppers or if it was...
broccoli?
Broccoli.
Beef and broccoli?
Broccoli's probably a little expensive. They probably had all of that.
I don't know. But anyway, the zucchini and the beef was good. So, yeah. Well,
you and zucchini, yeah, darling. I don't know.
You know, and this year...
it's been a terrible year. And, you know, we may be on the... we're going to be on the radio right now. But I noticed out there on the fence, there's a watermelon hanging
yes.
up on the... okay, you've seen it? All mm-hmm. right, okay. Well, I looked over and I said, That looks like a watermelon hanging on the fence.
It is.
Okay.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't know if you'd noticed that or not. Uh-huh. All right. Well, because it's just all alone up there, just kind of hanging up. I'm sure there's a vine there with it, too, but... We've had a couple of them do that. Yeah. The big old squash that we were growing for a while, mm-hmm. they got up in the fence.
They did.
Those were good. I can't believe we can't get those going again.
Yeah.
Because they lasted for...
several months. Yeah, they did. So I just can't get them to grow again. I've had 2 crop failures with the pumpkins. And this year, I couldn't even get the zucchini. The zucchini got up big, and then the vine borers got to them, and just like, yeah. Somebody poured hot water on them.
Yeah, man, if they get to them, you can't, that's too late.
So, I've got onions I need to pick. I need to strip all the kale and greens down to their stalks, spray them with insecticidal soap, and see if we can't get some fall greens to come back.
You said you still got a little cabbage out there, too?
I do. Oh. Uh-huh. They're about...
about like a mushmelon?
Yeah.
Cantaloupe?
Yeah, or smaller even. But the grasshoppers out in the garden, it's like biblical plague.
Yeah, they're everywhere. You say when I brought that stuff in yesterday when I came in with the laundry.
Actually, what I need to do is get out there with the string trimmer and trim around the beds again, because it's above my ankles now. The grass has just jumped up.
I can believe that.
So, gotta do that. We got a new weather station!
Yeah, we did. No batteries.
No, it's solar. It's got a little battery in there that's solar charged, so it charges every day, and no moving parts, and it magically measures rain.
Yeah.
But
I like the way it started out, and then after you kind of gave it a little advice.
No, actually, it started out, it over measured our rain by almost an inch, because it measures rain by vibration. And I'm thinking that the fence post it's on, with all that garden fencing, field fencing, the goat fence on it, and the wind blowing so hard and all the rain, I think it just set up extra vibration. But it picks up lightning strikes, tells you the humidity, the barometric pressure, the temperature, the dew point. But
it tells you what it thinks it's going to do the rest of the day, too.
Yeah,
know?
And then when I moved the old rain gauge near the new weather station, we got 0.21 inches, and they both measured the same. So it's like, well, okay.
That's right, you moved that...
the Kokoroz.
The Kokoroz over there next to it.
Sure did.
That's pretty accurate there.
Though. Yeah. So we'll see. But it's nice. And the weather thing, you access it through an app on your phone or on your computer. So no matter where we go, we can now look and see what the temperature is at the farm. And, you know, is it raining or is it not? Blah, blah, blah. You know, not like we must do that. But... it's handy.
We usually look and see that it's not raining out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
But it's nice to have.
Well, you put that in. What else? What else have we accomplished? Or have we accomplished anything?
Well, I refitted all 3 toilets with new parts.
That's right. You put a new handle on them, didn't you?
New
float.
Levers and refill tubes and flapper balls. So, all the toilets have been updated. I just have to
fine tune them.
Yeah, because, you know, the little chain adjustment, and that's never the same. And it's like, you got to, on the flush lever, you've got three holes, and then you've got the chain, and then it's like, which way to move it to make it work the best, because our toilets theoretically can do half flushes.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find where we have to go to get it to half flush instead of the flapper standing up and letting all the water drain out, and then it plunks down. It's like, you want to get it to where it just jumps up and then flops back down.
Mm.
For short flushes.
Mm.
That's what I want to do.
All right. Well, you can just sit on there and watch it.
Yeah, but... Let's see, what time is it? It's 11 o'clock. So we got a little bit here before lunch and before I have a sit down in front of the TV.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got a ball game today, right?
I am.
Is it at 1?
It's at 12 o'clock.
12?
12 o'clock.
Gracious, that's early. Are they playing?
In Chicago.
In Chicago?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
12 o'clock.
Yeah.
I bet it'll be. I'll bet those games are hot this time of year. Even starting early, you know, that's a little early.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. You know, by if they play late in the afternoon, it's gonna. Really
I think it's
be
at hot. 1 o'clock. It's on CBS. I'm gonna have to look. But anyway, yeah, football game today, and then at 5 o'clock, we're gonna go out there and go look at those goats.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bring some new friends home.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't feel nervous getting goats from them because they have always taken extremely good care of their goats. You know, it's like old Bill Raycow.
Mm.
Pretty much the same thing. So, it's not like I'm getting a bunch of wild-ass goats from Texas. Been there, done that.
Yeah, we've had a few wild-ass goats in Texas.
Whee!
Two or three times.
Yeah. But anyway.
We did finally learn, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, we did.
Well, let's see.
That's about it.
I feel guilty that we hadn't done that much.
We've been working. We've been doing. Yeah, we've been going out for walks.
That's
pretty much
that's
every
what,
morning.
You know, that's why we are not getting anything done. We're just walking.
We're back home at 8:30. What are you talking
about? We were this
about?
Morning. That's the earliest we've gotten back, you know. We got back about, 9:30 yesterday.
Yeah. But still. We're getting the walkies in.
I know.
We're getting the chores done. Hmm. Slowly but surely. Oh, the chickens are out.
Ooh, they well, I guess they do get out about 11, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're over here checking things.
They
out.
Always come right back. They're coming out here all the way out anymore, and then yeah. They go around behind.
Mm.
You know, I don't. They probably got a nest back there that they've been laying into.
I'll tell you what, haven't picked up any eggs in a few days.
Well, we don't pick up that many more. You don't have. 10-year-old chicken don't lay many eggs. We're just running. We're running an old age home here for me and the chickens and the cows.
Yeah.
I represent that.
Mm.
Well. Now, did we tell them about the little peepees we got?
Yeah, we got the peeps. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're hanging out, and they're big,
yeah.
Big chickens.
They, you know.
Oh, we're jumping up on our perch and our coop now. We're big,
well, they're still,
big chickens.
They're still skittish. You can't get close to the thing, and they go,
but they're easy to put up at night.
They're not very big, I'll tell you. I figured they'd start.
Oh, they're growing feathers, little wing feathers.
I guess.
They're bigger than you think. They've gotten bigger.
Well, okay. Bigger than I think is one thing.
Yeah.
I guess they're not very...
They're,
no, they're kind of
no,
neat.
No, they're now 4 5/8 inches tall.
I don't know if they make maybe 3 9/16.
All righty. Well, I think I'm going to make myself a cup of tea and have a muffin.
Oh, yeah. You need a break.
I do.
All right. I don't...
I was up there on my knees up there on that roof.
Yeah, I know. Your bare knees at
I
that.
I know.
How do they look? Did you wash them off?
I don't know. Are they dirty?
Well.
Yeah. Yep, not much.
I'll bet they are. All right.
All righty. Well, listen, you all have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye. Take care.